This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, this is the topic that we're going to be talking about today, okay? The coronavirus. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of hearing it everywhere you go. Isn't it interesting we have all the same companies that promote all the same agendas at the same time from the East Coast to the West Coast that are all shutting down at the same time as the government? Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? And interestingly enough, while you're being distracted by the coronavirus, a majority in Congress just reauthorized abusive government surveillance powers concerning the act of tyranny. You know it as the Patriot Act. Folks, how many bills they come out with, if you look up the definitions, look in the contrary as to what's inside of the bill, because there it is. It's the act of tyranny, friends. I wanted to let you know that so you can understand how you're being distracted once again. Now, before I do that, what I want to do, I want to pull up my friend Mike. Mike is out in Brainerd, Minnesota. We're going to be out at his place tonight. Everything's still on. We're not moved by circumstance here, friends. We're trusting in the Lord. And with that said, Mike, you there?
Yes. Hi, Bradley.
Hey, Mike. Amen. Thanks for calling in, Mike. I want to just kind of share with the people that everything's still on. Can you go ahead and share with us as to where it's going to be, please, first and foremost?
Yeah, it's exactly 0.8 tenths of a mile east of Brainerd on Highway 18. So everybody knows where the state hospital used to be. It's exactly 0.8 tenths of a mile from that corner. And we're on the north side of the highway at the Oaklawn Town Hall. And if you get up over the top of the hill, you just missed it. So just keep your eyes out. There's going to be some pine trees there. Be looking in there, and you're going to see there's a little old schoolhouse that's here. And
okay.
We're just trying.
The Oaklawn Town Hall, 12404 State Highway 18, Brainerd, Minnesota. Mike, you do know that you're talking on a national level, right? And I get where you're at in Brainerd, but for those that are in Minnesota, Mike is giving you specifics as to where exactly it's going to be at tonight in Brainerd, Minnesota once again. But what were you going to say, Mike?
Well, it's just east of Brainerd, so you're going to, you know, whichever way you come into Brainerd, we're going to be east like you're going to Mille Lacs Lake, and it's just, you know, 0.8 tenths of a mile out of Brainerd.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I just wanted to reaffirm our time tonight at 7 p.m. at the Oaklawn Town Hall in Brainerd, Minnesota, 12404 State Highway 18. And, Mike, I'll just see you in a little bit. And all those that are coming, the doors are wide open and everything is as scheduled. So don't be deterred by what's going on. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Folks, again, I want to talk about today the coronavirus. Okay? That's what we're going to talk about. But this is the question that I want to lay to your candor. What does the fear drive you to that's being driven? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Okay? What does all this fear drive you to? Does it drive you to the government's answers? Or does it drive you to the Lord's resolve? Because we already, as Christians, have the answers. You know, as I said right before Mike jumped on the radio here, I am so sick and tired of hearing about the coronavirus. So many different theories as to what's going on. I'm going to cover all of that. Yesterday, I was called upon by Alan Keyes, former ambassador to the United Nations, assistant secretary of state, internal organization affairs under President Ronald Reagan. I was on his television program called IMTV, and he started to ask me some of these questions. And folks, what I love about the Holy Ghost is I don't know the answers by myself without him. And Alan Keyes, he's a giant intellect. He's an intellectual giant. Let me say it that way. He's so smart. And the only thing I can do is get on his program and say, Lord, you have to answer this individual the way that you need to answer this individual. Because when he starts going outside of the box of topics, like the coronavirus, because this is what he asked me, I said, listen, I'm out of school with that kind of stuff, and I'm not really even thinking about what's going on there. And he said, well, I just want to get your thoughts on the coronavirus. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll follow your lead, trusting the Lord. And then he wanted to get my opinion on the young people over in Italy that are being exposed to this right now. And he asked me the question, what do you think that they're thinking right now? And I said, well, they think that they're invincible. They feel that they're impervious to disease because they've never known it before. But until a law unto itself comes to itself, in other words, until they experience it, they're not going to know anything else outside of what they're being told right now. And I'm saying this, friends, they're not worried about it no more than I am. And I want to tell you why, friends, because we have been lied to so much on a global scale from six corporations that continuously lie to us in and out during the day, 24/7, 365 days a year. And you also have to keep in mind, friends, along with myself, going back to this topic, friends, we've been inundated by the propaganda's useful idiots in this country for decades. And how many crises, how many scandals, how many crimes, how many wars have we been through only to find out what we were told was a complete lie? How many times? Over and over. Well, Bradley, I've never seen it like this before. I've never seen him shut down stores before. Well, how many times have I told you on television and on radio and on television, friends? The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. That's what my message is all about. If you want to keep ignoring him, you can do that, but he's going to get your attention. I bet you there's a whole lot of people in America today that are seeking the face of God, just like after September 11th. And then when it was over with, they went back to their own selfish lives. They're fair-weathered friends, and they're no good for the devil, friends. Let me tell you that. But if the Lord has to bring this to drive people to the foot of the cross, then let him do that. But I want to say to this, tell the wicked, woe unto them. That's a curse. But tell the righteous, all is well. And I'm going to get into more of this as we go forward, friends, because I have a positive perspective on what's going on. Here, let me say it this way. It's interesting how many people call me when they're in trouble. They don't call me until they're in trouble because they know that I'm the preacher. I'm the man of God. And then it's interesting how they begin to open their ears and eyes to the Word of God when they're in trouble, right? Do you have your eyes open? Do you have your ears open, friends? Because I want to let you know, you can either take it as a curse as to what's going on, or you can take it as a positive the way that I do. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, and I'll rehearse a little bit of this. We'll tee it up, and then we'll take off. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. For those that are out in Brainerd, Minnesota, we are on tonight. We are not being deterred by what's going on here. If you're just joining us, check us out live on Sons of Liberty Media.com. There's 13 articles there for you, bringing about resolve to the issues through culture warriors, not paper tigers. You can check us out on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Love to have you. You can also jump over onto Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, and watch us live on YouTube there as well. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Check us out on YouTube. Have several hundred videos, friends, bringing about the resolve to America's issues. We're doing the best to address each and every one of them. By the way, if you look at the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day during the Revolutionary War, it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what we're doing on this radio show in the present. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, isn't it interesting how many people run to the Lord when they're in trouble? But when everything's going their way, they have no need for Him, do they? They have not a care for the things of God. The name of what we're going to be talking about today is, at least this is what I titled it on YouTube, is Viruses, Scandals, Corruption, Wars, Crisis After Crisis. My question for you is, through all of this, what is this fear pushing Americans to? I want to say it again. Viruses, scandals, corruption, wars, crisis after crisis, friends, we have found over and over again to be created. And I'm not negating this. I'll get to that in a moment. But I want to ask you, as a positive or a negative, regardless of how you want to see it, I see this as a positive. You know, my wife just said to me today, when she got up this morning, I am so sick and tired of gray days. She doesn't like storms neither. I love storms. I love gray days. Why? Because I can see perfectly inside of a storm. And I was trying to make the point during the last segment that when people call me, it seems like they call me when they get in trouble. As a matter of fact, I could name some names right now in front of me. The only time I hear from this one guy is when he's in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, fair-weathered friends. That's what they are, right? But I guess that's my part in the body of Christ, and I'm cool with that. But the fact of the matter is, Lord, or friends, I can see the Lord bringing all this stuff on. If you read the book of Amos, it's over and over and over. Because you have done this. Because you ignored me. Because you are not listening. Because you've despised the law of the Lord. This is what I'm going to do to you. And over and over and over again, he'd get the attention of the people. Until it just got to the point where the Lord said, you know what? Tell my people, prepare to meet thy God. They're not going to listen. Drop the plumb line, Amos, because I'm not going past this point anymore. The line is drawn in the sand. Are we there? I can't tell you that, but I can tell you this. The Lord is a merciful God, and he's doing what he needs to do to get the attention of the people, or nay. And regardless if man thinks he's in control, which I'm humored by to no end, I'm humored when people say, oh, there's 300 people that are in control of the world. No, they are not in control of nothing. God is in control of everything. He uses men for his purpose, good, bad, or ugly. It matters not. He is in control of everything. Okay? A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice, and he's not going to take care of all the little details concerning his children. Oh my goodness, friends. The very hairs of your head are numbered. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. It tells us in the book of Proverbs that, behold, he looketh upon the earth, the good and the evil. He sees all things at all times. Well, Bradley, I just can't comprehend that. Well, that's what makes him God. And that's what makes you the creation, right? That's right. So know your place, just like I need to know my place. But friends, again, virus, scandals, corruption, wars, crisis after crisis. What is this fear pushing Americans to? I just got a phone call from a friend in Michigan. I heard Donald Trump is going to he's calling for a state of emergency. Yep, it's all over the headlines. It's interesting how they're all saying the same thing at the same time. Okay, cool. I get that. I do. It's also interesting to note that I'm being told that at 3 o'clock they're going to have Trump on the radio, and he's going to call for martial law. Really? What is this going to? People are in panic mode, right? The guy in Michigan I was just talking about, friends, he called me and told me all the shelves in the grocery stores are empty. Wow. Isn't this crazy? Look at how people are. Look at how they act. They have no one to call upon. They have no one to trust but themselves. And so what do? They hoard to themselves because of the panic that's being created, right? I was telling you earlier, friends, they're seeing so many theories about what's going on here. Now, I want to get to the topic, at least in part, because yesterday I was on my new friend Alan Keyes' show, his television program, IMTV. He'd asked me, during the conversation, what my take was on this whole coronavirus. And I told him, because I was just in his studios about 3 weeks ago in Tennessee, Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg area, I said to him, I said, you know, it's interesting because this has been going on for a long time. They've been fueling this crisis for a long time, okay? And I said, it's interesting, Alan. I said, because when I went to the airport in Nashville, everything was completely normal. The only people that are freaked out right now are the ones that are watching the television set. Listen to what I just said. I said, Alan, I said, everything was normal at the airport. The only people that are freaked out right now are the ones that are paying attention to the TV. Namely, the feed coming from the mainstream media, once again, that they say that they don't believe in. Wow. Isn't that crazy? When he asked me my take on the coronavirus, my first response was and is that it is this government, as long as I can remember, that has always kept the people in this country in some sort of continued state of emergency or crisis. I said, if it wasn't Vietnam in the 1960s, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s, we had AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s again, to the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, to illegal drug wars, and don't forget about Y2K, right, in the end of the 1990s. Then it was 9/11, Afghanistan War, Iraq War, Syria War to anthrax, Ebola, and now the coronavirus. I mean, folks, it's like, gee whiz, enough already. study. Read Jeremiah 2:19 when you get a moment. Enough. And by the way, these wars that I named, if I went on and highlighted every single war since I've been alive, oh my goodness, friends. I believe it's 98% of the time that we have been considered an independent nation, we have been at war with somebody. And also keep in mind concerning the wars, how many of them are unconstitutional, and you know it, and I know it. Who's created those wars? We were warned about those wars, okay? So I'm talking about crisis right now. How many of these wars have been created only to find out later on that we were lied to? I've done shows on this. How many times where they admit that they lied to the American people? They were working for the military-industrial complex, right? Then I said that I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here. Although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities. I am. Absolutely. When you think of the likes of a Bill Gates and the things that he has said concerning vaccinations, oh my gosh, friends. I mean, just think about it. In this country, if we make it easy for those that mean to rule the roost, then what do you mean by that, Bradley? Well, we allow government to sanction the murder of 4,000 babies every single day. All right? And then we tell our enemies to come in and to multiply from the Middle East. How does that work? Well, it doesn't work for us, I can tell you that. But the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid, are they not? Bill Gates, a Microsoft globalist, member of the Bilderberger Group, right? You know who the bad guys are, friends. Don't sit there and complain about all these bad guys in these groups. Whatever group it is, they're all tied to their father, the devil, right? Don't sit there and complain about what you know that they're doing. Actually stand up and deal with these people lawfully, then they wouldn't be doing it. That's the problem you're having. But this is what Bill Gates said. The world has 6.8 billion people. Boy, that's multiplied. Crazy numbers over the last couple of years. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive healthcare, and services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. I mean, folks, some of this stuff is just crazy, and it's interesting to note that this is all driving to something, is it not? Yes, it is. And you can almost mark my words on it, friends. If this drives us to vaccinations, mandatory vaccinations, you can rest assured as to who created the crisis. I'm just telling you the history of what I've seen since I've been on this planet. Because I am questioning the origins of the coronavirus. I am questioning its authenticities. Okay? Now, how many people are saying, oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. I'm telling you what they have done, and now they're bringing a new crisis about, and you're agreeing with what you say you don't believe in. Well, you sit there and shoot the messenger and deny my message. I'm just telling you what they've done to you and your children and your folks and your grandparents and your family members for decades in this country.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another state is declaring a disaster due to the coronavirus.
To ensure that the state of Texas and our cities and counties are fully capable to prepare and respond to COVID-19. I am, at this moment, declaring a state disaster for all counties in the state of Texas.
That's Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement, saying his office will be issuing multiple orders and provide immediate availability to move resources across the state. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the Democratic-led House will be passing a bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak.
The three most important parts of this bill are testing, testing, testing.
No immediate response from the White House regarding that bill, and President Trump is declaring a national emergency regarding the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are talking right now about viruses, scandals, corruption, wars, crisis after crisis. Friends, what is this fear pushing Americans to? More fear. I mean, you just heard the break. Now look what's going on in Texas. Come on. Fear, 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 and more fear, fear, fear. What is it driving to? What is it driving you to, friends? I just got done saying that I said that I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here, although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities. And I would say that you're an absolute fool if you don't do the same thing. How many times do you need to be lied to before you figure out that you're dealing with liars? As a matter of fact, oftentimes you can detect who may be the author of crisis by who plays the problem solver and who it is that profits from the crisis. Do you understand? Who's profiting from this crisis? Well, we're going to see in the days up and coming. But I'm here to tell you right now, friends, if they start driving you to mandatory vaccinations, there you have it. You just found out who the author was. This is called the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Here, I'll give it to you this way. Bill Gates, this lunatic that's pushing for vaccinations on a global scale, and he's talking about a depopulation on a global scale. It's interesting how those vaccinations that help everybody else don't apply to him and his family. Just like how many other things? The Obamacare, it applies to us, but it doesn't apply to them, right? I mean, this is how this works. And this is what you have is a government out of control. Again, I want to say this. Bill Gates said, I believe that if you show people the problems and you show them the solutions, they will be moved to act. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Let's create the crisis. Let's stand there as the problem solvers. Once we show them the solution, they will be moved to act. Guess whose solution it is? The ones that created the crisis. Do you understand, America? I just shared with you this morning, this is just coming to me right now and I want to share it with you regardless. on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As you're being distracted by coronavirus, a majority in Congress just reauthorized abuse of government surveillance powers of the Patriot Act. Oh, my goodness. Just last week, I believe it was Lynn Taylor on sonsoflibertymedia.com that just outlined all the things that are happening while you're being distracted by this this phony impeachment process. I mean, scandals, what's going on with Biden, what's going on with Obama. I mean, friends, it's just, you get the point. It's ridiculous. And I don't need to keep renaming them because they have new names every single day of the week. America, you want peace? Shut the television off. You want peace? Get in the Word of God. That's where you're going to find real peace, but he's going to push you into the war. Just ask me, just like he did. Oftentimes, you can detect who may be the author of crisis by who plays the problem solver and who it is that profits from the crisis. And then here comes what? The entrance of Big Pharma, the medical institute. Folks, come on. Pay attention to the details, okay? Because we're going to know in the up and coming days and weeks as to who's responsible for this, okay? Is it a fluke? It will be a fluke if the American people figure it out. Then they'll just say it was a fluke. Oh, you know what's better? Prevention is better than cure. It's better that we took precautionary methods and means to prevent anybody else from getting sick. You know, that's what they'll come up with. But if not, and the people buy it and they drink the Kool-Aid, they're going to start driving you to the local clinics to get vaccinated. And then what are they going to find in the vaccinations? Oh my goodness. Right? That'll kill you quicker in many cases than you taking on something that may be there concerning the virus. If you're paying attention to what is happening day after day, being barraged with propaganda by the mainstream media, that again has a long history of not knowing how to tell you the truth, one quickly learns to question what it is he or she is being told by the powers that be. And the powers that be are the powers that are tolerated. I want to make sure you understand that. And remember this. History teaches us that the first casualty in every war, I want to say this slow, and I'm saying this on purpose. The first casualty in every war is the truth. I also want to say this. It's for our part to find out just what the truth is. And you can rest assured that it's not coming from the media propagandists. Read John 8:44. I also want to say this as it's coming to me now, friends. Keep in mind the people that are telling you that there's crisis right now are the ones that have been lying to you for years. The media is inundating you with propaganda 24/7, and so are the politicians hand in glove with the media. Again, I'm putting question marks to everything that's going on here for not only your sake and your kids' sake, but your neighbor's sake and for all of our sakes. Now, this is what I want to get to because this is what was interesting when I was on Alan Key's shows yesterday. He asked me what my take was on the coronavirus. I then went on to tell him we can always make distinction as to whom and where this all may be coming from. Is it God-induced through judgment? God will use man to do that, friends. Is it God-induced or is it man-induced? Because regardless, it's all approved by our Heavenly Father in the first place. It's important that you make distinction. Is it God-induced or is it man-induced? Well, what are you talking about? Bradley, you're just like, I'm lost. No, I'm thinking on three different levels right now. I really am. God-induced drives you to Him and His resolve. This is what I said on a show. If this is the Lord, this will drive you to Him and His resolve. Psalm 119 said in verse 71, King David said, "In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Take it how you will." Again, line it up with what he said and go over to the book of Amos. Oh my goodness. God-induced drives you to Him and His resolve. Man-induced drives you to government's intervention. And the Lord says to beware of that. Did you hear what I said? Read Isaiah 30, 1 through 3. Isaiah 30, 1 through 3. Here, as a matter of fact, I want to go there because I want you to hear it and how it applies to what's going on right now in a very, very big way. Okay? Listen carefully. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Well, how do we do that, Lord? Well, they go down to Egypt, the world, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Pharaoh. Who's Pharaoh? Governments. During that particular time, Prince, he was literally a god to the world. Okay, he said, therefore, to those that do that, he said, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion? That's right. Are people confused today? I just cleared the way for you to understand that confusion may lead, because confusion is not of God. God-induced drives you to him and his resolve. Man-induced drives you to government intervention. Okay? The fear of God, filial, drives you to trust in him as a blessing. When you trust in the Lord and he leads you to him, it's a blessing, not a curse. Read Jeremiah 17:7. If you're dependent upon him in all things, it will turn in your favor as a blessing. Psalm 145, verse 18. Now, the fear of man, again, brings a snare. It brings a curse with it. Okay? Jeremiah 17, verse 5, and Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare and a curse and drives you to your dependency upon government. How many times have we been duped by the ill-designing men in this country? Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. How many times have we been lied to? Okay, they want to create the crisis, and then they want to drive you to those that they're in cahoots with, so they can make money off of what? The fear that they use to drive you back to them so that they might give you the answers that they intended to give you in the first place. Again, that is the history of dictatorships. Okay, I'm not saying every once in a while something pops through and says, oh, amen, that is awesome, this was really cool, because there's been that too, friends. I'm just trying to get people to pay attention to what I've been paying attention to for the last 20, 23 years in this country. And oh my gosh, and having experience with these useful idiots and what it is that they do and how they do it and who they work for and how they sold their souls. And it goes all the way back up to the top, to the bottom. And the guy on the top is not exempt, friends. He's not impervious from God's judgment. He's being used for God's judgment. And we should have enough common sense in this country to have eyes to see and ears to hear in the first place. But we see a lot of government entities today trying to drive us to them for help, and they're trying to give us the answers by force through totalitarian methods, and that is not America. And that is not a blessing. That's a total curse. Okay? Diabolical fear, by the way, which brings a curse. Diabolical fear is like a disease that eats away at logic, the simplicity of God's word, and makes men depraved and inhuman. And when you look at Bill Gates and his little pals that are trying to depopulate the globe, friends, come on. Do they seem humane to you in any sense of the word? No. And not in any sense of the word. Folks, I remember when I was in California, we were on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. I mean, and it's nothing the way that they portray it to be. But when we got there, they had these little storefronts. And they had clothes, you know, for sale. Just astronomical numbers. Didn't make any sense. Irrational, just like their real estate in California. And they had security guards at their front doors. And we would walk down the row, you know, down the street, and we'd look at row after row of these little shops, and it's just like, these people are demented. Have you ever noticed with wealthy, wealthy people, they're disconnected from reality? And why? Because they believe that they are above the rest of us, just like their father. So, folks, that's what we're seeing today in this country. I'm going to come back to finish this up. I got one more segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on YouTube, BeforeIt'sNews.com, YouTube, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. What are your thoughts as to what you're seeing take place here? Different perspective, same perspective. You want to add two, take away, that's cool. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to cover something up really quick, and we're going to get back to this, which has in part to do with what we're talking about, viruses, scandals, corruption, wars, crisis after crisis being fed to the American people. What is this fear pushing America to? That's what I want to get to, and I want to dispel fear. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. I just had one of our friends bring up the point on live chat. You can join us on Sons of Liberty. Go to the right side of the page, YouTube, or beforeitsnews.com. And we were talking earlier about this lunatic Bill Gates who wants to depopulate the population on a global scale. Vaccines are a real good idea, right? But it doesn't apply to him and his family. And he was talking about a reduction and talking about how there's too many people. We keep hearing this. There's too many people on the planet. Friends, hogwash. The Bible says that we're to replenish, okay? Have you ever been up in an airplane for less than 2 minutes and you're out of the city? It's nothing but, folks, a big vacancy sign out in the middle of the desert says that there's a lot more room here than you're being told. People, what they do is they conglomerate into a city, and then because they can't see over the building next to them, they think that there's a population problem. Well, here you have it, okay? And this will probably set some of these people that are listening to me right now free in the sense of what really is actually happening. You're being lied to if you believe that hogwash. For real, okay? The National Geographic, not that they're a reliable source, they get flaky and weird too, friends. But the National Geographic, according to their statistics and their website, they said that if the population is even 7 billion, and the question is, could we all fit into one city? The quick answer from National Geographic is yes. And what they found is in the past, they've used the city of Jacksonville, Florida, to illustrate the same point. It has the largest area of any city with over 800 square miles of just land. If you assume that each person occupies an 18-inch square, that means they would take up 2.25 square feet. If you multiply that times the world's population and that by 2.25 square feet, that equals, I'm not even going to say the number, but yes, you could all live in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. The whole population, the world's population. So when you hear about population and there's too many people on the globe, it's all based on a lie. And it only feeds into their sick minds as to a reason why they want to depopulate. It's just true. And they are, these people are sick in the mind. They're reprobates, no question about it. I just shared with you during the last segment, diabolical fear is like a disease that eats away at logic. The simplicity of God's word, and I'm talking to those that are born of the Spirit, not reprobates, Romans 1:24, and makes men depraved and inhumane. And I just gave you a prime example of inhumanity. And that comes from a guy like a Bill Gates, right? Going back to the program with Alan Keyes, he brings up the question as to where's the church's place in all of this. And I said, bingo. I said, and then he said, and isn't it this virus resolved to be brought about by the church rather than the government? Absolutely, they are. I responded with, yes, it is the church's business. I said the church should be on the forefront of this whole issue. It's their place to bring about the answers to the world, not to ignore them. And the first thing that came to my mind, Christians, was this, concerning what's taking place with this alleged coronavirus. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee, Christians. Okay? Psalm 91. 3-7. See, I said to Alan, and I'm sharing this with you, I said the problem that we're having is that those that call themselves Christians don't believe. They're the ones running to the government. Not knowing that we're probably dealing with another issue of those that created the crisis, right? And they'll be the first ones to drink the whole glass of Kool-Aid in their stupidity, their ignorance, biblically and constitutionally, friends. It applies on both fronts. I said the problem that we're having isn't that them that call themselves Christians, friends, they are the problem because they don't believe. And I said, yes, believers that just don't believe. And he just lit up. He smiled because he sees the hypocrisy as well. I see it all day long. I mean, there's guys out there right now that people listen to all day long. They don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Wow, that's interesting because the Lord has not changed. Man has changed. Read Malachi 3:6, for I'm the Lord. I change not. Who changed? Man did. Did he say there was gifts of the Spirit? Did he say there was the Holy Ghost? Absolutely. Did he change anything in the Word of God since he's sealed it in the blood of the martyrs? Absolutely not. Furthermore, if you read Revelations 22, it tells us not to add to or take away, but they add to and take away. We have a country filled with those that call themselves believers, but in fact, when they're tested, they don't believe. Furthermore, it tells us in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who changed? He didn't. You did. I said, the Lord is not to meet us on our terms, but rather we, the people, on His terms. That's right. And then you can read, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how many references through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is that message? And in the Old Testament as well. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, and read 2 Corinthians 7:10. And when we do meet him on his terms as a positive, friends, we need to understand that we are then empowered to deal with these issues that confront us today. To today. Listen, if you're a believer, the Lord said it, that settles it. There's no debate with you in him. He solidified it. He sealed it. Okay? In the blood of the Son of God for our purposes. And the Bible says that we are called upon to believe through commandments the testimony of His Son, Jesus Christ. And the life is in His Son, not outside of His Son. Okay? Either we believe it or we don't. Don't call yourself a believer where you sit there and pick and choose scriptures that you like and spitting out the ones that you don't like and then call yourself a believer. I see it all day long. I think I was saying earlier, friends, that his name just came out, but he's got a broadcast out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I know who the guy is. And this guy fights people on the gifts of the Spirit. He fights people and denying that the Lord still heals the sick and raises the dead. Well, maybe he should move to a third world country because it's happening all day long over there. Okay? And it's still happening here in America, too, to those that believe. Now, going back to this, friends, when we meet the Lord on his terms, right? Guess what? We're empowered by the Holy Ghost to do the same thing. And Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. Listen to Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that, what? Obey him. There's the issue right there. These are the same people, friends, that run, they praise the government, and then when they get in trouble, they want to come meet the Lord, right? Fair-weathered friends, as I said earlier. Nobody needs them. Nobody wants them. And when we do meet him on his terms and he gives us the Holy Ghost, what does it say in Matthew 16:17-18? Listen carefully, believers, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. You know, they're not walking around talking about what the devil's doing. Nope, they know he's a defeated foe. It goes on, they shall speak with new tongues. He's never taken that away. If you go to 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, that you might not serve idols, right? And he talks about tongues and interpretation of tongues. They shall take up serpents, and I'm not talking about tempting God like they do down south, like a bunch of fools. They get bit and they fall over dead. No, we don't tempt the Lord thy God. Okay, that's a temptation of the devil, by the way. And if they drink any deadly thing, what does the Bible say? It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and what? They shall recover. Believers, do you believe that? I do. I've seen it. I've been a partaker of it. I've been a vessel for it. Absolutely, I do. You know, this is the problem with people. This is why they're so messed up. This is why they're self-condemned. Because they're believers that don't believe. I do. This coronavirus, friends, or any other virus, has no dominion over Christians. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Come on. Jesus did it. He's our exemplar. We're supposed to follow him. And guess what? He said he would bear witness on the behalf of us who are in Christ. Now, in ending, I want to ask you the question, and I want to make a statement with it. If the fear pushes you that we see in America today to the dependency of man in government intervention, such as corralling you into mandatory vaccinations, just one, okay, you will reap the curse. Rest assured. Now, I'm not saying that doctors can't help. I'm not saying that certain foods can't help, natural foods. And I'm not saying that the government, in every given circumstance, friends, has been there to do the wrong thing as a curse. No. Good government is a blessing to the people. But we haven't seen that in this country for a long time. Okay? So, here's the other side. On the other hand, if it pushes you to the Lord, you will reap the blessings because there is no other choices offered, nor is there any other scriptural option found to meet in the middle way. Love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.